You know, I was sitting in Sunday school earlier this morning, and you know, we often say with full sincerity of heart, Lord, I need you. You know, how many would agree with me that we need the Lord? People need the Lord. They just don't realize it sometimes, right? They don't know where to go for help. But we all need the Lord. But even better than that is we desire you. We want you. We desire you. Not, I just need help, but I want you. He is where our help comes from. And how many have discovered the Lord to be very pleasurable? He is our joy. And he is our strength. Amen? Joy is strength in the Lord, isn't it? So God wants his people to have joy. To realize that he's already made it available to us freely. And do you have joy today? Yeah? Because you have Jesus, you have joy. All right? And it's not as the world gives. You know, the world is conditional. The peace of the world, you got to have everything just so. And the birds are singing, the sun is shining, you know. But even in paradise, there's trouble, amen. I remember sitting by a lake one time, beautiful lake, looking out, peaceful, breezes blowing, the sun was shining. And then out of nowhere, a horsefly nailed me right there. And I was reminded once again, this world ain't paradise, amen. And you're not going to find it here, amen. Hallelujah. God gives us respite. He gives us rest, you know, and times of relaxation. But, you know, the real rest, of course, is in him. And if you are in the rest of the Lord, it doesn't matter what's happening around you or what's happening in the world. God doesn't want us to get so preoccupied with what's going on in the world that we miss out on him, who is our rest. And we need to be aware, amen, but we're not to stare. You know, that'd be pretty good. Be aware, but don't stare. Yeah. I'm a poet. And I'd know it actually now. I didn't know it before, but yeah. But thank you, Lord, for goodness. You know, his goodness surrounds us every day, you know. We wake up in the morning. How many know the Lord is the same Lord that's here today, that's with you when you wake up in the morning? Amen. When you're going about your day, when you're doing your things, your shopping, your job, your kids, you know, or grandkids. Amen. He's the same Lord. And so he sees us and he sees it all. Amen. He knows us when we're doing good and he knows us when we're not doing so good. But we have a friend in Jesus, a refuge in Jesus, and he wants us to turn to him and rest in him, trust in him. Amen. And find that peace in him, because the world's going to leave you empty every time. And the world is always screaming for our attention, but it doesn't satisfy. Well, thank you, Jesus. How many are already experiencing some revival in your spirit today? That's Jesus. Wherever he is life. Amen. But it means to return to life, right? To awaken as from slumber, from sleep. And God wants his people wide awake. He wants us wide awake. Amen? He doesn't want us slumbering, if you will, spiritually speaking. Amen? He wants us to be fully awake. Amen? And only he can do that. No man can do that. Amen? I can't make you awake. Amen? I can only tell you what God is saying. Amen. But it's your choice to choose the way of the Lord or not. God wants you awake. He wants us to have oil in our lamps, does he not? He doesn't want us to be foolish, but to be ready to meet him. So he makes himself available to us. And so not only do we need the Lord, but taste and see that the Lord is good. And as you're tasting, you say, I love your presence, Lord. Amen. Thank you for your presence today, Lord. Thank you are with us, Lord. Lord, we want you to be seen. We want you to be heard. We want you to be experienced. We want you, Lord, to transform hearts and lives today. God, we all are a work in progress, as you know. You know who we really are, Lord. You know where we are in our secret heart. But we're asking you to do a transformational work in each one of us in Jesus' name. How many know that expectancy is the breeding ground of miracles, right? When you come expecting, coming with a, right, I believe something good is going to happen. Remember that old song? I believe that something good is bound to happen. Okay, well, I'm not going to try to sing it to you either. No. Okay. What I'm going to talk about today is something that's very basic, but something that we need to revisit. I need to revisit. Sometimes we get off foundation and we start going after this and after that, and we're not really where we need to be, even in the simplicity of the gospel and what we're called to be and to do for the Master. But how many here want to see the glory of God in a greater way than you've ever experienced? I mean, the Lord is with us. The Lord is good. Amen. But I believe the Lord has more. And how many know that we need more? I need more. I want more. I desire more of Him. So if you're going to see the glory of God, that means His miracles, His presence, His power. It requires something. And this is where a lot of people start to tune out. As soon as you say this word, they're like, oh, I don't know about that. But the word is sacrifice. If you want more, it's going to require a sacrifice. What you sow in the Holy Spirit will eventually return to you. How many know our Lord, our example, lived the life of sacrifice? And He calls us to do the same. But how many know that the sacrifices that we offer to the Lord are never a loss? It's simply we get something better in its place. We give God praise, we give God thanks, and He gives us His glorious presence. Amen? So whatever you give up for God, amen, you'd never lose really. You always gain. And this is the deception, because the enemy says, well, you're going to miss out if you give that up. You know, if you give up that hobby, you're going to miss out. How many here have given some things up in your life that at one time you really loved, but now you don't care about anymore? Because you discovered something superior, amen, and something more worthy of your time. How many know we have but a moment here in this world, in this life? We have but a moment. Don't waste your life. Give your life away and you'll never lose it. You'll gain it. You'll find it in Him. He's your life now. In 1 John 4:16, by the way, the title of the message today is The Sacrifice and the Glory. Father, I just thank you for your word, for your precious Holy Spirit. And Lord, I ask you to reveal to us what you want us to know, that we will not only hear, but will receive, will retain, and will live out, Lord, what we receive today. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Love has been perfected or made mature among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. How many here have arrived at that? Okay, I don't want to see any hands today. All right. So we are becoming like him. We are in the process of being transformed into the likeness, into the image of Jesus, amen, the Son, Christ. So this is a life, amen, that is devoted to him. And God is the one that does the work of transformation. We can change habits, but we cannot change our hearts. And so that's why we need him. And we need to realize that we need him. And if you're a child of God, God is going to make sure you realize that you need him. Why? Because God wants cooperation in this. We work and walk together with him as a labor of love. We give ourselves back to him who is love. And we allow God to love through us. So, what can we offer back to God? All right? That would be acceptable to him. Well, the clearest is in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. That says you're to what? Present your bodies a living sacrifice. So this is actually a spiritual act of worship. To offer my body back to God, wholly acceptable, which is your reasonable service. What that means is that your entire being is to be committed to him. Somebody say, entire being is to be committed to the Lord. So Paul is talking about a total commitment. A total commitment. Somebody say total. Total. Total commitment, right? To the Lord. So why is this a reasonable thing? Is this your, it's your reasonable, right? Service. Because Jesus went to the cross. He was crucified for us. Amen? He bled and died for us. He suffered for us. He took our place on the cross. So the least that we can do is give our lives back to him, to live for him. Somebody say amen. Isaac Watts, in that great hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, he says it this way. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my heart, my life, my all. You see, reasonable service can also be translated spiritual worship. Today, we don't come to God with the bodies of slain animals, amen, but with the spiritual sacrifice of yielded lives. And if you want an abundance or an abundant welcome into heaven, you must be willing to give your life away in this world. If you want to make an investment that is secure and that will last forever, give your life fully to Jesus. Matthew 6:19, how many know this one? Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. What is Jesus saying? He's saying in this world there's no guarantee of security in material things. Amen? Earthly material treasures, they can either be destroyed by the elements of nature or they can be stolen. The question is what do I value the most in my life? Are the Lord's interests more important to you than your own personal interests? Are the Lord's interests more important to you than your own personal interests? What do we value the most? Do we truly seek first the kingdom of God? Is he really first? Do we acknowledge him in all of our ways? Do we commit our ways to him? Do we follow him? Do we obey his voice every day? Another pleasing and acceptable sacrifice to God is the sacrifice of thanksgiving and praise. Amen? But listen, if we don't get this first one right, if we don't get to the place where we are really committing our lives to the Lord, then the rest of this is not going to matter. He wants all of you. Do you hear that? God wants your entire being. He wants the whole offering. Jesus was offered up a whole burnt offering for us. in type in the Old Testament, and that was the cross. He gave it all. But it was because of the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross, despising its shame, and now he's set down at the right hand of the Father. Amen? You know, we can look at the news and we can see all the stuff that's happening right now around the earth, the globe. I mean, it's incredible. The natural disasters, you know, people are losing everything in a moment, you know. Sometimes waking up in the morning in rubble, I mean, earthquakes, floods, the fires that are just ravaging and taking out entire towns, you know. The tornadoes, all these things, you know, that are happening. And so often if you listen to the reports as they'll come and interview people after the tragedy, most of the time you can tell where a person's really at by their response to their tragedy. And the people that really have their heart with Jesus and their treasure in heaven will say, well, we can replace the stuff. Amen. Thank God I have my family or my life. You know? Whereas others are completely devastated. It's like they've lost everything that they considered to be life. And how many know Jesus said, your life does not consist in the abundance of the things you possess? And he says, what can you give in exchange for your soul even? What amount of money can you pay for your soul? Amen. That's the most important part of us, is our soul. Is it right with my Maker? Am I in right standing with the Lord? Am I prioritizing the Lord's business above my own? Am I truly living for Jesus? Have I taken up my cross and decided to follow him? We give God praise. We give God thanks because he deserves it. When we reflect on his goodness, when we reflect on everything he's done for us, when we reflect on the cross, when I survey the wondrous cross on which the King of Glory died, amen. Is he not worth everything? You know, we need to come to God with the attitude that my life is no longer my own. I've already died with him. I've been raised with him. The life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. I walk with him now. He is Lord of all. I am married to him. We're in communion together. Everything I have is his anyways. Everything he has is mine. So we don't hold too tightly to these things. Amen. Knowing that tomorrow it could be gone. But what really matters is that my soul is secure in Jesus. Amen. That when I take my last breath, I know where I'm going to be. Because Jesus says where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. Unfortunately, when it comes to thanks and praise, you know, some people are actually mute when it comes to this, you know, in this area. How many would agree with me that a grateful person will offer praise to God? When you are truly grateful, you give praise. When God does something for you, you say, thank you, Jesus. What? Hallelujah. If you're truly grateful, you don't have to pull it out of people or force them. Lift up your voice and shout, you know. You should automatically want to give God praise. If you have a heart of gratitude, if you are thankful, truly thankful, then you will thank you with praise. Hallelujah. Psalms 150, verse 6. Let everything, everything that has breath, what? Praise the Lord. So, how many here have breath? All right. So, do I qualify for this? Amen. That's speaking to me, right? What that means is like all of creation praises him. All creation. Even they say the rocks themselves will cry out. You know, they're finding frequencies in the stars. And, you know, it's amazing. Like the stars actually are making music. The symphony and creation, you know, everything has a frequency, a sound. And when God spoke, first it was a sound, and then there was the creation. Let there be light. And then there was light. Amen. Well, guess what? Everything in creation praises the Creator, except sometimes man does not. Isn't that amazing? For Hebrews 13:15 says, therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. What is it? Sacrifice of praise to God. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. That means it's audible. Somebody say audible. 1 Peter 2:9, but you, that's you and I and the Lord, are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, that we may do what? Proclaim the praises of him. Thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you what the Lord has done for me. I want to give thanks today. I want to give praise today for the goodness of the Lord in my life. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. Amen. I was once lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm alive. I'm a new creation. He's not holding my past against me anymore. And then there's a sacrifice of good works. Oh, I thought, well, we're not saved by good works. No, but we're saved for good works. And sacrifice of possessions. This is pleasing to God. Hebrews 13:16, but do not forget to do good and to share. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. And we don't have to wave a flag and say, look what I'm doing, everybody. Amen. You can do your alms in secret. But the bottom line is out of gratitude for all God has entrusted to us. Amen. We should have a heart like his. God is a giver because God is a lover. And those who love will give, will share, will do good. Luke 6:38, give and it will be what? Given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Now, this is another one. Paul was speaking here of souls, the Gentiles. He was a minister to the Gentiles, right? And how the Gentiles he considered as an offering that he would present back to the Lord. It was an acceptable offering in Romans 15:16, that I might be a minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. How many know that Jesus died to save souls, to save people, and he doesn't want people to perish? He wants people to know that there is help, there's an escape, amen, from his wrath, from his judgment, if a person will repent and turn to him and confess and renounce their sin, amen. There's mercy at the cross. People need the Lord. Jesus wants people to be saved. 2 Corinthians 5:19. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. It's only through Jesus. He is the only intermediator between God and men. He's not one of many. He is the only way. It's only through the blood of Jesus we can enter into life. It's only by the blood of Jesus that we can even approach God. We can't come to God with all of our credentials and all my good stuff that I've done for him and say, God, look what I've done for you. Now surely you should do for me. We deserved hell, amen, and he paid in full and blood, amen, for our soul. How many know we owe him? It's a labor of love. We willingly give our lives back to him out of appreciation for what he's done. Because we love Jesus, we obey his commandments. First Peter 2:5, he says, you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. Who's that? That's us. We are a priesthood in the Lord to do what? Offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. What's the first one? I give my life. I give my body back to the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm yours now. All I have, all I am. Amen. And out of gratitude, I will give you thanks each day. Amen. When you sit down to a meal, thank God for the meal. Amen. Give him thanks and praise every day. Hallelujah. It will change the atmosphere of your heart for sure. It doesn't take that much to realize how good God has been to us. Amen. Jesus was sacrificed for us. And after his death came the resurrection. And then after the resurrection was the glory of God. Jesus was sacrificed for us. You remember when Solomon dedicated the temple in 1 Kings chapter 8? How many remember this? It was built under his rule about 3,000 years ago. And on the day of dedication, the priests offered up thousands of sacrifices. Then the glory of God descended upon the temple. And it was so thick and heavy that the priests couldn't minister anymore. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. For with the measure that you mete out, it shall be what? Meted back to you. So there is a connection between the sacrifice and the glory. Hear this today. 1 Kings 8:5, and also King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel who were assembled with him were with him before the ark, sacrificing sheep and oxen that could not be numbered, or counted or numbered for multitude. This was an extravagant offering. Sacrifice indeed. For a man that had so much, it had to be a lot. In verse 10, and it came to pass when the priest came out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord. Here it is. So that the priest could not continue ministering because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. How many want the glory of the Lord to be filling your house? Amen. How many want to be an overflowing cup? How many know there's a connection between what you're sowing in the Holy Spirit and what you're reaping in the Holy Spirit? There's a connection between the sacrifice and the glory. You see, people that don't want to give themselves to pray can't expect much. Because if you have faith, you will pray. You will pray with expectation. But you'll also pray through. You'll pray until, amen, there's an answer. If we want to see America saved, it's going to require the church praying, waking up and praying. Amen? We have to invest. We have to give. We have to give our lives. We have to, on behalf of those who don't know any better, who are blind to what's happening. We know what's happening. We see what's happening. We know America's at the crossroads. America's in trouble. And we need to pray like never before and call on the God of heaven, amen, that he will come down in the glory, in the cloud, and in America, amen, that America will be saved. And we are decreeing America will be saved in Jesus' name. We refuse, amen, to just say, oh, it's too bad, it's too far gone. Our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask, above all we could ask or think. I want to be a Joshua. I want to be a Caleb. You want to be an Esther. Amen. You want to be somebody that believes God beyond what it looks like. Don't listen to the report that will just rob you of your hope, of your confidence. Quit dwelling so much on what the devil's doing and start looking at what God is doing. Amen. First the sacrifice, then the glory. Our salvation is a free gift. Would you agree? It's freely given as a sacrifice. But as His people, listen, we must be a people of sacrifice. We are to follow in the example of our Lord. We're called to offer ourselves back to God. I want to see a greater glory, a greater manifestation of the Spirit and power, even here. And we are praying and we are crying out and believing God for that. But we all should be desiring Him, His presence. Not just because we have a need, but because, amen, we want Him. I don't want to just play church, amen. I want to be the church, and I can't be the church unless He's in me and working through me, amen. I want God to so fill my life that my life will be a reflection of Him. That outer man will be overcome by the inner man that's filled with the power of God. So that means I have to sacrifice. I have to give my time. I have to give myself to seek the Lord, to pray. Amen. That we're going to see a revival. We're going to see a great awakening in this nation. We are believing, hallelujah, for a greater awakening in America. God's calling on His people, the royal priesthood, to stand, amen, between the porch and the altar, to stand in the gap, amen, on behalf of this nation, and call out to Him and cry out for the glory of God to come. Lord, let Your glory fall. Let Your glory fall here, Lord. Wake us up, Lord. Shake us out of complacency. We call that spirit of apathy down in Jesus' name. You need to stir yourself. Awake my soul and sing. Hallelujah. Stir yourself to give thanks, to give praise. Make yourself get out of bed. Amen. Make yourself get in the Word. Make yourself do what you're supposed to do. Amen. And all of a sudden, that which was a discipline is now a delight. Now I'm enjoying my time with God. Amen. That's not just because I need Him, but because I want Him in my life. You can't have God's presence and glory without sacrifice. I'm not talking about salvation. But if you want God's presence and you want His power, you want His glory, it requires sacrifice. How many here are saying, that's what I want? I'm willing. I'm willing to take the time to seek the Lord. Fast and pray, whatever God calls you to do. But now is the time for the church in America to rise up and take back what the enemy has stolen from us by calling on the God of heaven to sovereignly move in this nation, amen, to crush Satan and all his wicked devices, amen, and shatter the indifference of those who are asleep, even in the house. I say, Lord, keep me awake. Don't lull me to sleep through comfort and ease and pleasure. Comfort and ease and pleasure. Comfort and ease. That's our problem in America. We've been comfortable, it's been easy, and it's been all about pleasure, but we've forgotten about our mission as people of God, who He purchased with His own blood. Jesus is passionately in love with you, and He wants people to know Him. He wants people to be saved, and we need His heart in us. So we've got to get over us. We've got to pray past us until my flesh is no longer calling the shots. But now it's something that I desire as He's working in me both to will and to do. Ooh. Where there's sacrifice, the glory is sure to follow. Where there's sacrifice, the glory is sure to follow. We see that example. Not just in antiquity, but even in modern times, amen. and the great moves of God, even in this nation, have always been birthed in someone that was willing to sacrifice, amen, to seek God, to call on Him, to pray until the glory of God fell, amen. Those are the great awakenings, and that's the awakening we need desperately in America and in the Northwest. Can somebody say amen? And don't expect that somebody else is going to do it for you. God is calling you. He's calling me to come together, to join, to seek Him, to pray His kingdom in, His kingdom reign, hallelujah, in this place. Lord, we're saying, release your angelic hosts to establish your rule and your reign in this city. Lord, we pray that you crush the spirits of Baal in Jesus' name. Crush the spirit of pharmakia. Crush the spirit of witchcraft and rebellion in Jesus' name. And Lord, liberate the captives. Open the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf. Liberate, Lord God, those who are bound. Open the prison doors. In Jesus' name, we call out to the dry bones and say, live! Come alive! In Jesus' name. Keep on praying. Keep on sowing in the Spirit. Keep on believing. Keep on singing. Keep on praising. Keep on serving. Keep on blessing. Keep on confessing. Amen. And offering yourselves back to God. Because God's promise is this. Let us not grow weary while doing good. For what? You know this. In due season, we shall reap if we do not lose heart. This is no time to lose heart. This is no time to grow faint. Even the youths, amen, grow faint. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Isaiah 40, right? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Guys, I want to encourage you to get a hold of this word today and say, you know what, if I have to hit the reset, if I have to hit the, you know, that button and say, you know what, this is going out of my life because it's not a bad thing, but it's a distraction, amen? And therefore, it is a bad thing. I need to prioritize my life. I need to ask the question, what is taking God's place in my heart? What is taking God's place in my life? Where are the idols? Are there any idols, Lord? Lord, you're so good to us. You're so good to us. Lord, prepare me. Just sing that. Hallelujah. So, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, pure and holy, tried and true. Tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Thank you. Let's offer right now a sacrifice of praise. Thank you, Jesus, of gratitude, of thanks. And praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Jesus, Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, revive us. Lord, awaken us. Lord, strengthen us with might in the inner man by your Spirit. Lord, give us oil in our lamps. Keep us awake, Lord God. Wake us up inside, O Lord. We praise you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for the forgiveness of our sins and eternal life. God, we want to live our lives for you. Lord, we want you to be our priority. We want you to be first. We want to be that living sacrifice. So, Lord, we give our life to you. Thank you, Jesus. Make me whole. Make me whole. Take my life and make me whole. Here's my heart, here's my soul. Take my life, make me whole. Would it be your prayer? Make me whole, make me whole. Take my life and make me whole. Here's my heart, here's my heart, here's my soul. Here's my soul, take my life, make me whole. Take my life, make me whole. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Jesus, we just want to thank you.